Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own family or personal altar. After, forward to all on your contact, beginning from members of your families, then friends and neighbors. Do so daily. Welcome also to Monday, first working day in the week. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Do this. If you have your written to-do list for the day or the week or your diary, take them. Then look for a new item around you there. Then a key if you have one, a currency note of your choice. Hold them together with your phone. Let's use that as a point of contact for new breakthroughs, opportunities, huge sales, divine remembrance, money, and success in all you do this week. If it is not convenient for you to do so now, receive the prayers all the same, and when it is more convenient, then take those things and play back this message there. Hold them up. This is your week. It will open for you on time. Man proposes, but God disposes. I prophesy. All you have proposed and all you have in mind to accomplish this day and this week shall be successfully accomplished with no struggle or stress. As you lift up your to-do list, your diary, a key, a new item, and currency note before God this morning, may heaven breathe on every work of your hand in Jesus' name. My Father and my God, I declare over every listener, wherever he or she may be, all over the world, you shall prosper. What looked difficult last week shall be simple this week. May divine direction rest on your decision. You shall not waste effort, lose opportunities, or labor in vain. Your week shall be productive and fruitful. As you lift up this key, may the doors you desire open for you without struggle. Open for your children, your business, your platform, your network, and your ministry. As you lift up this currency note, your finances shall not run dry. May money, good money, enter your account in millions, in hundreds of thousands, in dollars, in euros, and sterling. Your customers, your buyers, and clients will come in drove. You will record huge profitable sales. Oh, you shall experience divine supply and supernatural provision and financial favor. If you are financially okay, you shall be more buoyant. And if you are not, may your situation change for good. You shall not beg to survive. You shall always lend and never borrowing. Someone listening to me now is hurting. Yes, hurting. Emotionally, hurting. Physically, in marriage. Oh yes, hurting. Financially, you are hurting. That's what I'm hearing. Someone cries regularly over certain issues of life. You sometimes see tears just coming down your eyes. If it is you I'm describing, or a loved one you know, lay your right hand on your bosom as I pray. Cry no more. Hurt no more. God will intervene for you soon. Your tears shall turn into laughters, and your hearts shall turn into testimonies. Say amen. I receive it 3 times. Yes, I speak as I hear from the Spirit of God. You will testify here. May 25 celebrate your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. As you grow in age, you will grow in grace. You are blessed. Happy birthday. Right? Welcome to the second week of testimony sharing. Send yours if you have any. Be connecting to these testimonies by faith and also by seed if you can. Remember, I will always add if you can. Any seed called for here is done voluntarily. At the end of today's ministration, I will call 3 persons to make a special sacrifice to meet an urgent need of God's work in the ministry. Only those who will feel led to do so and those that are blessed to that level. And the power of God is a sacrifice. Those who understand the power of sacrifice. And just 3 persons, not all of us. Now, but that will be later. Let's receive testimony first. First testimony today. I thank God for setting me free from delays, setback, and redundancy. Sometimes in August 2024, all my businesses crumbled. I started praying and fasting, paying battle seed, and calling the online pastor. Behold, by February 2026, 2 years later, I bounced back. God answered all my prayers. Thank you, sir, for your good counseling. Thanksgiving seed sent already. Wow. Every business in problem or crumbling, you will bounce back. You will give this kind of testimony here very soon. Another person. Good day, our God sent pastor and TPJ family. I have also returned to testify of God's goodness upon my life and family. These are my testimonies. One, God perfected my son's wedding in 2025. We were granted journey mercy to and fro bridegroom's hometown. God opened the door for me to travel by air for the first time to Israel and Jordan this year, February. And God granted us journey mercies to and fro. My fears did not happen. This April again, my son also had an opportunity to embark on work trips to two nations for the first time in his life also. Oh, this is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our sight. Thank you, Daddy, for your insightful teachings and prayers. The anointing of God on your life will never dwindle in Jesus' name. My thanksgiving offering seed will be sent. Wow. Global doors are open for all my listeners. Somebody said, praise the Almighty God. My pension was delayed for many months. The person responsible refused to sign our papers. I sowed battle seed. I wrote memo to God and did warfare prayers. As Daddy has been teaching us, this month, God answered our prayers. The paper was signed and our pension paid. The God of TPGF is powerful. Wow! Everyone being old. So to that, your own too will come. Somebody said, good day, sir. In the devotional turning point, the words in prophetic prayer is not visible and bold for reading since some days ago. We will appreciate if it is as before. Thanks and more wisdom and understanding, sir. Wow. I will ask the chief editor and the publication arm to have a look into that. Sorry about that. Somebody said, good afternoon, Daddy. I want to give glory to Almighty God for granting my daughter her British citizenship. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Daddy. We appreciate you. Your labor over us will not be in vain. Please, Daddy, pray that they will grant me, my husband and our son, our citizenship too, in Jesus' name. Consider it done. That will be your next testimony here. Everyone trusting God for green card citizenship, connect to that. Somebody said, happy glorious Sunday, sir. Yesterday was my first time of sowing seed into the commission account. Immediately, I received alert from someone I didn't expect. There is gain and power in seed sowing. Thank God I am part of the testimony of this great commission. To God be the glory. May his name be praised forever. There is power in seed sowing and sacrificial seed making. If it is not so, I would not be teaching it. It has become a key for us in this ministry. Good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I want to thank God of lost and found of this commission. I mistakenly sent money to another person's account twice. I call upon the God of lost and found of this commission, and those people miraculously sent back my money in less than a week. Daddy, please pray for me that my testimony will be permanent, sir, and my prayer points to be answered as well. Consider it done. Another person. Good morning, sir, and happy weekend. I am Dr. So-so-so, we don't mention name on air, who recently went for a knee replacement surgery. The surgery was successful and I'm recuperating well. I return like the one great grateful leper to say thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Your healing will be speeded up and it will be permanent. Whether by surgery or by direct healing, healings are from God. My wonderful Daddy, more grace. I want to thank God for successful operation of my sister. I send message to a prayer pastor that my sister is pregnant and is going for surgery, and he replied, it shall be successful surgery. To God be the glory. She gave birth to a baby boy that he gave an Igbo name. I am happy to be one of this family. God bless you, sir. Wow. I named my grandson Chukwebuka. Add Chukwebuka to the list of names. Wow. He shall be the next testifier in Jesus' name. Join us on Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time daily. Month is ending. So, if you are a monthly, tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment, sit down the seat of 555, we are sowing this month. Do so as soon as you can. Now, in June, our seats shall go to 6666. Some of our members are even already doing it. This last week, God will surprise everyone. Say amen. Finally, the three persons who can do it, whose God will say to their heart, do it. I want you to do so. Please don't do it if you don't hear that witness in your spirit. Don't do it if it will stress you. Don't do it if you will complain about it. Do the other seed. Leave this one for these three. And as you do it, if you are one of them, it shall be a generational blessing. There will be a destiny shift for your family, your health, your business, and in all you do. Like I said, if you cannot do it now, don't feel bad. Don't feel offended. Wait. Very soon, God will lift you to the level that whatever seed is called, you are able to do with ease. These three persons, you are to sow 1 million naira this week into this commission for us to meet an urgent need. Do it only if, as I said it now, something said to you, you can do it from your business, from your outfit, from your life. And God that sees you will enlarge you. It shall be a generational blessing for you. If I didn't hear it, I won't say it. I pronounce everyone's blessed. This week is open for you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Have a great day. Have a wonderful week. Bye.